Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Polly Campbell, author of Imperfect Spirituality, Extraordinary Enlightenment for Ordinary People, about how none of us are perfect and our approach to spirituality will not be perfect either. But first, I want to start with our healing meditation that we do each week on Tuesdays on the show. And I want to start the meditation by telling you that today is the 10th anniversary of the passing of my sister. She passed away at the age of 43. She would be 53 today. She had bile duct cancer, and her birthday is in August, and so her birthday was a few weeks ago, so I've been thinking about her quite a lot, and especially since this is the 10th anniversary of her passing, she's really been on my mind a lot. And so I want to do our healing meditation today. We're just going to send love to everyone in our lives who have passed but still live in our hearts. And they can feel it. They're with us. Even though they're not here in body, they will feel the love that we're going to send to them. So let's go ahead and begin. Take a deep breath in. And release it. And just open your heart and send. Take one more deep breath in just to anchor that, and thank you for doing that with me. Yesterday's show was an all call-in show with tarot readings and intuitive coaching going on, and we had a lot of fun. And what was really interesting was the majority of the questions that people called in about revolved around career issues, which is really interesting because next Monday's show is going to be all about career. We're going to be talking about how do you know if you should change your career, what's stopping you from changing your career, how do you figure out what you want to be when you grow up, and I'll be talking about both traditional and non-traditional methods for getting past those roadblocks and figuring those things out. So that's next Monday's show at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Another thing that I wanted to share with you is that I've always been someone who dreams a lot and gets a lot of guidance from dreams. And it's been on my mind recently because I had a dream Sunday morning that led me to decide to move from being a vegetarian, which I've been for about 2 years, to vegan, which has kind of been hanging out there for a while for me, like maybe I should do this. But this dream I had really made me decide that that's what I needed to do. And I wanted to share that with you in our light bulb moment around why our dreams matter and how to use your dreams for your growth. And I'll be talking about that during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Well, Polly Campbell is my guest today. She's been hanging out while I've been doing some of these announcements. And I'm also excited because Polly's in Portland, which is not all that far from Seattle. So it's kind of fun to have a guest that is nearby. And let me introduce her to you. Polly Campbell is a writer and speaker specializing in personal development and spirituality topics. Her work appears regularly in national publications, and she's a blogger with Psychology Today, a contributor for Daily Ohm, and at Imperfect Spirituality. For more than two decades, Polly has studied and applied the techniques she writes and speaks about to her own life. Polly and her family live in Beaverton, Oregon. Let's welcome Polly Campbell to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Polly.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And we were sure having a fun time talking with Brian, our engineer, before we came on the air. So it was
was a nice way to start.
Yeah, it was great to get our energy up and just be laughing and having a good time. So I enjoyed that too. So you know what? I just want to dive right in because your book, I think, is going to be so helpful to a lot of people. And it's called Imperfect Spirituality, Extraordinary Enlightenment for Ordinary People. And perfectionism has been an issue in my life like forever. And it's been something that I've really focused on working with a lot over the last several years. And so that's part of why this book, well, a large part of why this book really spoke to me. And so I'd love to hear your take on why the book is called Imperfect Spirituality.
You know, I was going through what a lot of your listeners, I think it sounds like, experienced too. And I was stuck. I was going through a time of big transition in my life. We had just had a new baby. I had scaled back on my job in a dramatic way to stay home more with her, and the work I was doing wasn't very satisfying. And I was just feeling out of sorts. And I've always been a person who meditated and contemplated and studied and practiced different mindfulness techniques and so forth. And the things I was doing just weren't working for me. And around that time, I was commiserating with another mom, and she said, yeah, I'd like to meditate, but I just can't do it right, so why even bother? And I thought, that's it. You know, I'm trying to measure up to all these ideals. I'm trying to be this perfect mother, and I'm trying to do good work, even though I'm parenting full-time, and I'm trying to maintain our finances, though we lost an income. And I felt like I wasn't measuring up. And all the practices that I'd used in my life up until that point had gone out the window because when I was, to be honest, if I had free time, I wanted to shower. I didn't want to meditate. You know, that's where I was. I wanted a glass of wine, you know. And so all these techniques I'd used to keep my center and really stay grounded in my spirituality and really the essence of who I am were out the window. And I thought, all right, I need to find my way back, and I need to find a way to do these things while I'm washing the bottles and changing the diapers and while I'm commuting to school or to work and the other things that we all do in our lives. And so it's imperfect. I don't have an hour to go sit on a mountaintop and meditate, but sometimes I get 5 minutes while I'm doing the dishes to be mindful, or I have quiet time in the shower for prayer, or wherever I can find it, I've adapted my spirituality in a real practical way so I can reclaim my center and really live from that essence. And the essence is the energy of all that we are, all the imperfections and flaws and all the talents and abilities. And when we go to that place, then we become whole and we live from that place. And it feels better, we do better, we're happier people. So I had to find a way back to that place, and the book came out of that because I figured if it works for me, I'm telling you what, it can work for anyone.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that what our own experiences are, it are here for us to share with other people, because there will be people it resonates with and can get value from it. But one of the things I wanted to kind of highlight is that it's interesting to me that this came out of you having had a spiritual practice already, which was in your mind perfect in some way, and then you couldn't do it in that way anymore. Because I was really looking at it as for people who have trouble even getting started with it because of those ideas of I can't do it right.
You know, I absolutely think it's that too, Laura.
Yes,
you know, and
so
the people I hear from are people that didn't have a spiritual practice to begin with, because they just didn't know how to integrate it into their life. But yeah, I mean, we go through shifts and changes in our life, and surprisingly, we get older. You know, hopefully, we get older, right? and we have job changes and family changes and kid changes and husband changes and whatever it is. And our spirituality is going to grow and flex and expand as we do that. So it's going to look different no matter what stage of life you're at, I think.
Well, and you know, I can completely relate to that too. A lot of what's been going on for me over the past year has really been coming to realize that just because something has served me in my life doesn't mean it will serve me forever.
Mm-hmm.
That there are times to shift and change and do something different. And part of how it showed up for me has been that I've seen a number of different types of practitioners, and over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of different kinds. And, you know, and some of them I've only gone to for like maybe four sessions because I felt like I got what I needed from that. And it's okay that we change it, that just because something was helpful for us once doesn't mean that we have to hold on to it forever.
Absolutely. And, you know, I look at my practice, I look at books that I read. There are books that I maybe picked up 10 years ago and couldn't get through it or didn't feel it resonated that I'm reading now because
right. It
connects with me at this stage in my life. And that's what I tell the people who pick up my book, Imperfect Spirituality. Take what works. Use what's helpful. And let go of the rest. Find that, you know, there are lots of ways of accessing this stuff. It's within you. All I'm suggesting is you turn inside and unveil it in whatever way helps you to do that. And I absolutely agree. You know, we are expansive creatures, and we feel best when we're doing that, when we're growing in some way. We're built to do that, you know. And
right.
And so find what's helpful and use it until you find something else that's helpful, or trade out and try and practice. There are things that I have tried or practiced and brought into my life that I don't do anymore. Because I outgrew them, or they outgrew me, or I found something else that I wanted to experiment with, and that's how it works for me.
Absolutely. And it's time for us to take a break, but when we come back, I want to start talking about what some of the concepts are that you talk about in the book. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start talking about some of the practices that Polly outlines in her book. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Polly Campbell, author of Imperfect Spirituality, Extraordinary Enlightenment for Ordinary People. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Polly. So can you give your contact info?
Yeah, come on over. It's www.imperfectspirituality.com. I also have a Facebook page. If you search for Imperfect Spirituality, it'll show up. And I am also now writing for the Huffington Post, and you can search for Imperfect Spirituality there. But if you go to www.imperfectspirituality.com, you can link to the books or the Facebook page or anything you want to get to.
Oh, great. That makes it really easy. So yep. All they have to remember is the title of the book, and right. They can find you.
Right.
Great. So as we were heading into the break, I said, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that you've put in the book. And I guess I'll put you on the spot and say, if there was one practice or one approach that you would say you find most powerful, what would it be?
Yeah, that is putting me on the spot, because they really all grow from one another. But I do have an answer for you. So okay. I would say it's close between awareness and acceptance, but I really think at this place in time that self-acceptance and acceptance of what is in the moment is really the way to get started with all this. And what that means is just really looking, experiencing the circumstance in the moment without judgment, without opinion, without criticism, just being with what is. And the reason why I think that's so powerful is because most of the stress in our life, I believe, comes from the drama we create in our lives. And I'll give you an example. I was diagnosed with melanoma about 7 years ago. And I went in to the doctor, and she said, you have a malignant mole. You have melanoma. We're going to remove it. And it was that straightforward. And so was my treatment, fortunately, and so on. But you can also choose another way. You can hear you have cancer, and in your mind, you can go to this place. I have cancer. I'm going to die. I only have 3 months. I hate chemotherapy. And pretty soon, you're creating a whole storyline that hasn't even happened yet. And that is stressful. That freaks us out. So if you can accept yourself, if you can accept the moment, however it shows up, and say, all right, I see the beige paint on the wall, it's a different experience for you in that moment than, oh, I hate the beige paint, but we can't afford to paint it because we're not making any money and blah, blah, blah. And it's one you can deal with in the present moment. You can see beige paint and experience that, and then you can move into the next moment. with a little more clarity, a little more calm, and that will lead you into the next. And pretty soon, you've created a whole string of great moments or neutral moments that you can manage, and that makes a whole great life, you know, moment by moment by moment. So I really think acceptance is the way to start with this stuff.
Well, and it really, I agree with you a lot, because what really gets us tripped up is our story that we tell ourselves about the beige paint or whatever.
Absolutely.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's our thoughts, because our thoughts are what create our emotions. And our thoughts are, how do I want to say this? Anything that happens has no intrinsic meaning to it. It's all neutral. And it's only what we tell ourselves about it that creates how we feel about it.
Absolutely. Another experience, when I was writing the book, I was writing this chapter on acceptance, and these are my practices too, you know, Laura. I'm not 100% here. This is my work too, and that's fine with me. I like that. I would walk out to the hallway. I work at home. I'd walk out from my home office to the kitchen and get my coffee every morning. And on the way, I had to walk over this big brown stain on this beige carpet we have. And every morning I would brood about that. Oh, my goodness, here's the stain. I've got to call the carpet cleaners. Oh, that's $300 I don't have, or whatever it is, you know. And I would go on this tangent about the stain. And so while I was writing the book, I decided, okay, I'm gonna really apply exactly how I write about it. And so every morning I'd go out and I would see that stain, and I would look at it and I'd say, there is the brown mark on my carpet. I would say it out loud. That's all. There's the brown mark on my carpet. And I keep on walking about my business. Within a week, I am not kidding you, the very next thought I'd have in my head was, there's the brown mark on the carpet. Oh, I'm so grateful I have carpet. Isn't it great that I have a house? Aren't I blessed to have these things in my life? And without me even realizing it, this acceptance moved into an action of gratitude and appreciation,
right?
And that is life-changing.
You know, I think gratitude is such... I think that's one of the most powerful tools,
yes,
that we have, is when you can do that, where you shift it to, okay, I might have a brown stain on my carpet, but I have carpet. I have,
mm-hmm,
a floor. I have a roof over my head, right?
Absolutely, right.
And the brown stain is like, okay, in the grand scheme of things, so what?
Right. You know, and this is active stuff. People, you know, this isn't stuff that pops up to you. You practice this stuff. It becomes a habit, so that it's there for you also when you need it, when you're going through stuff bigger than a brown stain, you know. And you can practice in those little moments, like the brown mark on the carpet or getting the coffee or whatever it is, so that you develop this sense of appreciation and gratitude throughout your life. And it also informs those times that we would label as negative or the hard times, and it carries you through those too, because life is full of contrast. Even in our sadness, there can be great joy. You know, I last week my beloved old ancient cat got really sick, and we didn't know what was going to happen with him. And we were working like crazy to help him, and he's going to be okay, it seems like.
Okay.
But during that time, I was really caught up in overwhelm and worry and all this stressful stuff, and I'm overwhelmed and can't function, and all of a sudden it kicked in for me, my practice, and that was, oh, but really, this is just how much I love him. Really, this is all about the love I have for this creature and all that he has given me, and all the joy we've... And immediately, it took me from this space where I was overwhelmed and not functioning very well to make good decisions to a place of love and appreciation. And you know what? You're clear from that place. You can make the moves you need to do to raise the level of your life and cope with whatever adversity you're facing from that position of love and appreciation.
That is really a great point, because we want to come from that place of love, not from the place of fear, which is where you had been.
Right. And you can have both. You know, you can have both. I had moments of fear even after that for him. And automatically I could feel that in myself and then go into the, oh, yeah, I'm feeling fearful because I love him so much. And, wow, isn't love a great thing? And then I would hang on the love. And that really helps you. You know, it keeps you from getting stuck. It keeps you from dwelling, gets you moving again.
Right. So we've been talking a lot about practices. We've been using that word. So, you know, for people that are kind of new to this, how do you define a practice, a spiritual practice?
You know, for me, it's something that I do throughout the day, more than one day. You know, it's part of my regular routine. And it's all whatever one I'm doing, it's something that is designed to help me become more aware and move me within myself, where that place of compassion and love and peace is. It takes me out of the external reality where I'm focused on making money or getting the job done or having friends, or and moves me into the core that is always there, which is this peaceful place of energy and positivity and love. And I'm not very woo-woo about it, though, Laura. I'll tell you, you know, I have to do this when I'm doing the dishes. So I do this when I'm driving to my daughter's school. I'll get in the car, and that will be my mindful moment. Before I start the car, I'll put my hands on the steering wheel, and I'll take 15 seconds and just notice with all my senses what is in my environment at that moment, what my hands feel like on the steering wheel, if it's cold, what I'm hearing outside, what my back feels like in the seat, what I'm smelling, usually old French fries, you know, that kind of thing. Because sometimes that's the only break I get a day. So I think my practice is really how I live my life. But there are so many times that I step into that other place where I'm not aware. I'm just doing. And so my practice is really about being so that I can make those little moments work for me in a way that helps me be more aware of all that is and all that is working and ways I can be more loving to people and to myself.
Well, and I think that in reality, having that kind of a practice where it's just little moments throughout the day really is much more, I don't know what the right word is, you know, it's like it's much more enlightened, maybe is the right word, than just I sit down and meditate for a half an hour in the morning and then I go about my business like I never meditated, right?
And you know, I do that too when I can. I love to meditate when I can. I suggest to people, I have a morning ritual that I do before anyone's up. It takes me 5 minutes. I do it every morning. I suggest to people that they find a way to practice in the transitions of their day. So start your day with one, take a break at lunchtime or whenever your afternoon transition is, and before you go to bed. And those can be anything. So, you know, sometimes my transition time, when I go to bed, my transition moment is a prayer and a gratitude exercise. The morning, it's often in my shower where I say a prayer. My morning ritual is a combination of physical stretching and a visualization of how I want to feel about the day and a prayer. So these things can be, you know, if you have an hour to meditate, go do it. I think that's awesome. That's not my life right now. And so I pick those moments, and I really think our biggest obstacle to this is our own, is whether we do it or not. And so I just try, whenever I have a moment, a second of downtime, I try to use that for gratitude or prayer or something like that that will reconnect me to that energy.
And I love that, because any of us can do that. We can find the time.
Absolutely, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not kidding when I say if I can do it, anybody can do it, you know.
Well, it's time for us to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Polly about imperfect spirituality. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Polly Campbell, author of Imperfect Spirituality, Extraordinary Enlightenment for Ordinary People. And Polly, I want to talk a little bit about the format of the book, because you've got chapters set up on different topics, but within each chapter, you also have practices, and you have them separated out. You have an in the moment practice, you have a power up, you have perennial practice. So can you talk a little bit about what each of those things are?
Sure. You know, I wanted to, as we've been talking about, this stuff has to work for me, and I wanted people to be able to pick up this book and find something that could help them diffuse the moment if they needed some support in the moment, or something that would actually carry them to the next place of their spiritual growth if they wanted that. And so each chapter is filled with different elements, and one is in-the-moment practice, which is just like it sounds. It's a practice that you can do in 5 minutes or less wherever you are. It usually requires no supplies at all, sometimes a pen and a paper, but usually not even that. And it's just a chance to bring your awareness back to whatever point the chapter is talking about, the courage or acceptance or whatever the chapter is, but also yourself, so you can reconnect and reground yourself in that moment. Then there's the perennial practice, which is usually 20 minutes or longer, and those can be done throughout, you know, your life as they change, as your experiences shift and change. And those are longer practices that really go deeper into maybe how these beliefs got started in the first place and how they're working for you or not working for you, and to expose those things that are limiting you and break beyond them. And then the power-ups in each chapter are just reminders of a key point. If you can keep that in your awareness, it's going to help you get through that moment into the next and really into a better, you know, when I say better life, I mean one that you're satisfied with. There's no mark of perfection. There's no goal you have to achieve. You don't have to make $1 million to be a healthy, happy person. So that's what you determine. But I find a lot of people are feeling stuck or less than. And so the power-ups are really a reminder of who you are within, and how you can live with that in this world that we're creating. And also at the end of each chapter is a story of somebody who's actually applied these principles in their lives and how that's working for them. Because this stuff works. So I wanted people to see that.
And that's really encouraging for people, too, to see what's worked for other people and how it's helped them. But what I wanted to remark on, too, was that when you talked about the power-ups and that there's no goal of perfection, and it's really about you, who you are inside – that's exactly what this show is about. It's why it's called Where Authentic Change Takes Flight, mm-hmm. because it's about being authentic, about becoming more and more of who you really are at your core. And I love that you speak to that too.
Well, I think that's a really important point for all of us to know. This is about your best life, however that is for you. There's no mark you have to reach. And when you settle down and say, okay, I'm happy at this weight, I'm happy at this job, this is working for me in my marriage, then go for it. You know, so often I meet people who are making changes because their husband or their wife told them they were too fat, so all of a sudden they decided they needed to lose weight. Or they felt like they should have a better job because they're 50 years old and they need to be making more money. You know what? I'm all for self-improvement and personal development. But decide that for yourself. What would make you feel good? What is authentic to you? What do you want to expand into and learn and grow? And then go for that. If you are taking on these practices and learning about this stuff because you feel like you need to change to be better, that's the wrong motivation. You are good enough right now. Things are just fine the way you are. Tap into that. Live from that place of wholeness, and then you can do anything you want to do from that point on, because you'll be motivated by the thing that fills your soul, not some external reward or some external expectation.
Right, exactly. And this was an aha that I had, well, it's been almost 2 years ago now, where I had an experience of wholeness, which I didn't have awareness of having experienced before, although I probably had. And what I discovered in that moment really was the difference between knowing that I am whole and perfect already in my wholeness, right?
Right.
And then you come from that place.
Yeah, I think we get caught up in looking a certain way at the PTA meeting and at a certain age, we have certain marks we think we must be meeting, because I just think that's baloney. I think that keeps us stuck. I think it keeps us trapped. And boy, I have been in that too. You know, when I was a new mom in particular, I felt like I couldn't do anything right. Well, you know what I was doing was working for my family, and I have a healthy, happy kid, and I'm married to a good guy. It was working for me. So what if it doesn't look like I read about in Parents Magazine? That's for them. That's not my business. So as my 7-year-old would tell me now, she's now 7, she'll say, Mommy, just mind your own business. And what she means by that is not even sassy or anything when she says it. Just mind your, you know, go inside. Check in with yourself. Figure out why you're doing these things. Is it uplifting to you? Does it make you better? Does it get you to your ultimate dream? Then go for it. If it's anything but, stay away and pursue your passion. And people can live with that. Stop doing things because you think you should do it. Do what moves you.
Yeah, I hate the word should. And when I was still practicing as a psychotherapist, it was one of the things that every single client practically, we worked on banning the word should, because it automatically implies that there is some universal standard. And
absolutely. It makes, whenever I use that word in my own life, it makes me feel like I'm coming from this place of lack. Well, I would be better if I just. Well, what if we looked at it a different way? What if we thought, gosh, things are great right now. Now I'm interested. I'm curious. I'm alive with this other possibility. So let's go explore that. Then you're not working from a deficit. You're working from this place of unity. And that is always more powerful than feeling afraid or less than or insecure.
You know, it reminds me of, I was at an appointment yesterday. I've been seeing a body talk and psych K practitioner. Mm. And one of the things that she offered to me as a practice, really, she didn't call it that, but it is the practice, is in any moment, whether it's where I'm feeling good about something or when I'm feeling not great about something, to ask the question, how could it be any better than this? And then you're just putting out to the universe of, show me how it could be better than this.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful because our brains are set up to answer our the questions we ask, right?
Right.
I think I talk about this in the belief section in Imperfect Spirituality. We are designed to solve problems, to answer questions. So why are we asking questions like, why am I so fat? Or why can't I find any good men? Because then you're going to get all the reasons why you're not finding any good men, right? Or all the reasons why you're not making more money or losing weight. Or what if you say, how, just like you suggested, how can I make healthier decisions for my body? Or how can I feel better than I feel right now? Then you're going to get those answers too. And those are just more fun, and they lower the stress in our bodies. They change our physiology, so we actually come at it from a physical place that can support our mental and spiritual growth.
Well, and those kinds of how questions leave it open, mm-hmm. right? For ideas to come to us, for solutions that we may have no idea of at the moment.
I used to be so, and maybe you've had this experience, maybe your listeners have too. I used to be so hung up on trying to figure out how to do things.
Yes.
You know, I want to write this book, or I want to have this kind of relationship, or I want to have this client. I got to figure out how to do that. And it was a very tight, constrictive way to live. And when I realized that life doesn't have to be figured out, it's there to be experienced, I started thinking about what I wanted and what I was interested in and the whys of it, but not the hows. And the hows somehow just take care of themselves. So instead of managing and micromanaging and figuring all these little ins and outs to try to manipulate life in my favor, I just decided what I was curious about and what I was open to and what I wanted to experience. And guess what? Life shows up for you. So
Absolutely.
If you are focused on experiencing the negatives, you're going to have plenty. Like we were talking the other day, you know, if you're focused on trying to practice patience, you're going to get a lot of opportunities to practice patience.
Right.
Why not focus on practicing joy? You know, I want to experience joy. Okay, show up for me. And then with our awareness, we can use that, or gratitude or love or the other things as well. It's there to serve us.
Absolutely. And we get to choose where we place that focus.
Right.
Well,
that's the biggest thing to me. We get to choose, so why not pick something helpful?
Exactly. Why not choose to feel good rather than to feel bad?
Right, right.
Well, our time together is coming to an end. And before we take a break, I would love for you to give your contact info one more time for our listeners, Polly.
Thank you. You can go to www.imperfectspirituality.com, and the book is there. You can find the book also at Amazon or in your neighborhood bookstore, which is great. And you can find me on the Huffington Post or Psychology Today or Facebook also under Imperfect Spirituality. But imperfectspirituality.com will also link you to those pages.
And that's easy to remember. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me about being imperfect.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about using your dreams to move forward in your life and how to start remembering your dreams as well as how to interpret them. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on The Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Polly Campbell, author of Imperfect Spirituality, Extraordinary Enlightenment for Ordinary People. You can find out more at imperfectspirituality.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in life if you're feeling stuck. My Facebook page is The Laura Longley Show, and we have lots of tips and discussions there, both from guests and from my blog posts. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHL, and always the LauraLongleyShow.com. We've had lots of really great guests with lots of different practices and perspectives on our show, and you can listen to archives at the LauraLongleyShow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you can find the sign up in the right sidebar at the top of the page. TheLauraLongleyShow.com. I keep saying that over and over. TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Go there and check it out. So earlier in the show, I was talking a little bit about dreams and how I had a dream Sunday morning that led me to decide it was finally time to shift from being a vegetarian to being a vegan. And so it was such a powerful moment for me when I really started looking at that dream and what it meant and why it led me there, that I wanted to share with you how you can use dreams as well in your life. My dream life has always been pretty active, and you know, at different times I don't always really remember so much, but when I'm really going through a growth spurt, it seems like they just are, you know, crazy in terms of how many dreams I'm having and the intensity of them. One of them that I had a year and a half ago, and this is a little bit about, it's not really precognition, but it's about how we can get information in dreams that we don't have in other ways. And I had a dream about a year and a half ago about my dad, who has passed away 19 years ago. And I had this dream that I interpreted as that my dad had been married before my mother and that there was a child. And so it was a Saturday morning. I woke up and I went to the internet, and very quickly I found on ancestry.com that my dad was on somebody else's family tree as having been married to one of their family members. And that was never talked about in our family. In fact, my mother did not know. So that took me down a path that, you know, there was a lot of growth stuff in it for me, which is not what I'm going to talk about right now. But I just wanted to share that as saying dreams can give us information that we don't consciously know, and that maybe we didn't have a way of really consciously knowing either. And as I said, I've always dreamed a lot, but I don't always remember. So when I'm in the mode of wanting to remember, I will write it down when I wake up in the middle of the night, or I will use a voice recorder on my phone to record it. And I guess it was this year, maybe about 9 months ago, I did several sessions with someone who does dream interpretation. Actually, she was a guest on the show in January or February. Mimi Pettibone is her name. She's in Seattle, but she does work by phone, so anybody can use her. And she calls herself the Dream Detective. And that was really helpful for me because it led me to understand how she works with a dream. So she would ask questions about certain things. And that led me to, when I'm interpreting my own dreams, now I can remember thinking about those kinds of questions. Like one of the things she did, and I don't do this very often, but if there was a certain item in the dream that seemed to have significance, she might ask me to become that item, like an inanimate object, and say, okay, how do you feel? What are you thinking? You know, this stuff is going on around you. How is it affecting you? And it was really amazing how that could really bring other information as well. But the thing that I've come to learn the most is that even if I'm working with someone who does dream interpretation, it's really up to me to know if it resonates for me. They might offer an interpretation that I go, no, that doesn't really resonate for me. So if you want to start using your dreams to help you with your own personal growth, whether you remember dreams now or not, you can do it. First of all, you have to make a special effort to remember. And so that means that when you're getting ready to go to bed at night, you set an intention. And I even talk out loud because to me, it's just more powerful to say it out loud. I will ask for dreams, whether it might be related to a specific situation, or I might ask just to have dreams about something that will help me move forward in my life. And then I ask to remember the dreams too. And keep a pad and pen by your bed or a voice recorder, because when we wake up in the middle of the night and it's fresh in our mind, we can jot down just a few items, and that'll help us recall it when we wake up in the morning. If you don't do it, you're not going to remember. At least I don't. When you get up in the morning, make it a practice to sit down right away and write down the detail of what happened right away, before it all fades away, because it does fade away pretty quickly. And when you're looking at the dream, here are some things to pay attention to. Number one for me is, how did I feel? What were my emotions like? And that helps to lead me to, how is this going to help me in my life? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling excited? So looking at those feelings. And remember, don't take it literally. You know, just because you have a dream that somebody died doesn't mean that that person or anybody else is going to die. You know, death might really just be about a loss of some sort or letting go of something. Let's see what else. Oh, okay. And the best way to know if an interpretation is correct is whether or not it resonates for you. So pay attention to what your first thoughts are about it and what really resonates for you about any interpretation. And it can be helpful to invest in a few sessions with a professional. Like I said, I really learned so much working with Mimi, not just on the dreams that she worked with me on, but in how she worked with the dreams. And so it can be really helpful in that way. If you're doing a lot of dreaming, or if you feel like you want to increase the dreaming that you're having. A couple of announcements before we close out here. Just want to remind you that you can sign up to receive my newsletter. And with that, you also get audio clips of things like the light bulb moment and our weekly healing meditations on the Facebook page. We're doing lots of discussion. We'd love for you to join us. And always looking for guests that will resonate with you. So if you have an author or a practitioner that you think has a message to share that would be helpful to everybody else that's listening, email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Polly Campbell, for sharing great ways to approach spirituality for ordinary folks like us, because none of us are perfect. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time as always. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, we'll be doing a show all about your career, giving you tips and practices for getting happy with your career and taking your calls about your career issues. So don't miss it live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW. The first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years.
Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.